John, is that the epitome of hard-earned away point?
Well, you know, we've battled away. They're a good side, and for long periods they had us on the back foot, which is disappointing for us. You know, it's not what we set out to do. But you got to give them credit; they pushed us back. You know, the pleasing aspect is we've dealt with a lot of free kicks into our box, and stood up firm, scored two smashing goals. I thought we always looked a threat on the counter of the first half. We didn't so much look that after the first 20 minutes of the second half. We didn't. I think once we got our goal, we seemed to retreat into our shell. That's disappointing. And as much as what we tried to get out, we couldn't seem to get out. And that's a testament to them. They're a good side, and that's why they're in the top, you know, the top echelons of the league.
I know you've been a little bit concerned about the number of chances you've created or how clinical you've been in the final third. 10 minutes either side of half time, maybe half an hour either side of half time. You were terrific in the final third.
Well, you know, Piero's put five quality balls in, five or six in the first half, and it was pleasing that we've scored off one of them. You know, that's something that we have been working on in training. So when you're emphasising something in training and it comes off, that's quite pleasing. And I'm glad that Teddy got on the score sheet, because, you know, he's worked tirelessly, and when you're not getting your goals, you feel as though you're not getting the reward for your hard work. So that's pleasing. And, you know, I thought Piero was superb. Maybe never got in an attacking position too much in the second half, but his goal was fantastic.
He doesn't score bad ones, does he?
I don't know. He's got a couple of deflections, but I don't think there's any such thing as a bad goal. So,
In terms of the defensive side of things, obviously you've conceded two goals, but you've probably defended as well as you have done in recent weeks, haven't you?
Well, we defended stoutly. You know, had no way throwing the body in the line. Being done by a deflected goal, and the first goal has come from a deflection. It's come off Piero and gone right to the lad to head it in. So, you know, we've had a little bit of luck with the lad hitting the inside of the post, but then we've had the same luck go against us when Josh has hit his free kick and it's hit the keeper's chest and bounces the other side of Teddy, who's coming in to head it in. So, you know, I don't think anyone can begrudge us a point because of the effort we put in. And, you know, I know they have had the lion's share and they've pinned us back, but I think we deserve the point for the way we've dug in and defended.
Is it a classic case of what's happened a lot this season, where you've played one of the better sides and played well against them?
Well, yeah, you know, and in other days we'd lose them games, but, you know, one thing you've got to give our lads credit for is how hard they work and the spirit and the desire in them. And, you know, Dean's been ill all week. He's come and played centre-half for a bit, and he's played middle of midfield for a bit, and he's had to go back for the last five and play centre-half. And, you know, that sums up what we're about. You know, lads who are honest, no airs and graces, and we have got good footballers as well. And, you know, we still think as though we need to try and win every game we play. And you know, I know everyone below us has won apart from York, but we've just got to focus on trying to win as many games as we can between now and the end of the season, and not put too much pressure on ourselves, and maybe try and enjoy the game a bit more and get the fans to enjoy.
And Danny Whitehead, introduced for the first time today, having signed a short-term deal, came off the bench.
Well, yeah, you know, it was disappointing because he could have been involved on Saturday, but we didn't get it done in time, but it was just a few problems that arose. He's a good player, Danny. We would be keen on looking after next year as well.
You mentioned having half an eye on next season already. Is it sort of a balancing act now between that enjoyment and that getting the results and giving everybody a fair crack of the whip so you can have a look at them?
Well, you'd enjoy winning, and that's the thing. You know, if we want to enjoy it, we want to enjoy the games, we've got to enjoy winning. And, you know, we've got a couple of home games now. We've had, we've had a tough time bit lately, and, you know, we've acquitted ourselves quite well. But we'll keep going and we'll see where it takes us.